I want to welcome you to a new year, 2023, and a new podcast from the Birmingham Record Collectors. I'm Joe, and Charlie's here doing the technical stuff. Some of what I play will be familiar, but most won't. I like to dig for lesser-known rockabilly, R&B soul, and just plain weird stuff that never got near a chart. I'm going to do these songs in sets of three, and let's get started. First up, I'm going to play some hits, some familiar hits. I'm going to start with Tommy Rowe with a hit from 1966, Sweet Pea on the ABC label. It was number 8 Billboard hit that year. And going to follow it up with a hit from the Circle. The Circle were some guys from Easton, Pennsylvania. And they're a two-hit wonder. They had Red Rubber Ball first. And what I'm going to play is the follow-up hit, which got to number 16 on the Billboard charts in 1966, called Turn Down Day, The Circle. And then we'll wind this set up with a Buddha record on the Buddha label called When I Die by the Motherlode. This is a Canadian group from London, Ontario. They had this hit in 1969. They did an LP on the Revolver label and broke up before the second LP was released. And that second LP was called Tapped Out, and they were. This was a number 18 Billboard hit from 1969, Motherlode.
It's much too groovy. surf rolls in to laughter of small children playing. Someone's radio has the news tuned in, but nobody cares what he's saying. Don't you know it's a turn down day? Nothing on my mind. It's a turn. It's a turn down day, nothing on my mind. It's a turn down day, just a turn around day. It's a turn down day, just a turn around
day. When I die, I hope to be a better man.
Next up, I'm going to do some blues for our buddy Tom that was an early victim of COVID, and I feel the need to play some blues for Tom. I'm going to start out with Junior Wells. Junior was Amos Wells Blackmore Jr. He was a vocalist and a harmonica player, and mostly in the Chicago area. He played a lot with Buddy Guy and opened up for the Stones and Bonnie Raitt. This song is called Leave My Woman Alone, and it's from 1968 on the Blue Rock label. And then we're going to hear from Jimmy Witherspoon, Spoon. He was a singer, and he was born in Gurdon, Arkansas, and he's going to do a song called Just a Dream. This is a big Bill Brunsey song on the Bluesway label from 69. And the last song in this set is, it's not really a blues, I don't guess, but Arthur Alexander could sure write some sad songs. And Arthur was Arthur Bernard Alexander. Some people called him June for Junior, a soul country singer-songwriter. He was covered by the Beatles and the Stones. And his success in 61 and 62 helped Rick Hall get his famed studio going. This song is from 1975, Every Day I Have to Cry Some, on the Buddha label.
Man, you look like a heavenweight. Me out so lovely. Man, you look like a heavyweight. I believe you can knock me out. If you don't leave my woman alone, I'm gonna slap the taste out of your mouth. Every day. She don't want you. Man, go on and leave her alone. Good God Almighty. I said, sis, she don't want you. Man, don't even tease. If I see you in a place again, I'll knock you.
It was a dream. Ooh, what a dream I had on my mind. It was a dream. On my mind when I got up this morning, not a thing could I find. Now I dreamed I hit the number and won on the horses too. dream I had so much money. But there was a dream Yes, what a dream I had on my mind When I woke up this morning Not a penny could I find Dreamed I was in the White House, sitting in the president's chair. I dreamed he looked around and said, Spoon, I'm so glad you're here. That was a dream. I mean, a nightmare.
Let's get the ladies involved in our little show here. I'm going to play a song by Esther Morrow, otherwise known as Queen Esther. She was born in Newport News, Virginia, and she was discovered at the age of 22 by Duke Ellington and toured the world with Duke's orchestra. A little bit later, she got involved with the civil rights movement, and she played Auntie M in the Broadway production of The Wiz. This is a song from 1970 on the Flying Dutchman label called He Don't Appreciate It, Esther Morrow. Second song will be a hit from 1969 by the Friends of Distinction. I'm sure that you remember this one called Grazing in the Grass. Friends of Distinction were an L.A. vocal group, Floyd Butler, Harry Elston, Jessica Cleaves, and Barbara Jean Love. This is on RCA label from 1969, Grazing in the Grass. And we'll wind this set up with Mary McCreary, who was a background vocalist for Sly and the Family Stone. The background singers were known as Little Sister. And she was married for a brief time to Leon Russell. This is a song called Singing the Blues on the Shelter label. Mary McCreary, 1974.
Woman to cook his meals, to wash and iron his clothes. You know you come on in a house and let off his load, and then he gone right back out door. What he don't know is that a woman is his backbone, 'cause if he did, he wouldn't leave her all alone. He don't appreciate it. He don't appreciate it. Now when he comes in telling you his lies and wearing that low down smile, you say, honey, I've been out with the boys for a while, so there's no need to cry. What he don't know is that I'm tired of cooking. What he don't know is that I'm tired of looking. He don't appreciate it. He don't appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next up, going to do some R&B by a guy named Chuck Reed. Chuck Reed had a lot of records. He was on a lot of labels, but you can't find out much about him. He started out as a country performer on the Mercury label, and he was on Roulette, Minaret, Jamie, Decca, and United Artists. The song I'm going to play is off the hit label. It's called Talking No Trash. This is by Chuck Reed from 1961, and it's been described as a popcorn R&B dancer. So we'll hear that one, and then we'll move on to a guy named Raydell Reese, also an R&B song. This is on the Oak Ridge label out of Fort Worth, Texas. Don't know anything about Raydell either. But this song is called Stung Me, Baby. And then we'll wind up this set with Charlie Phillips. He was born in Farewell, Texas, moved to Clovis, New Mexico, and worked with Norman Petty as a teenager. This is on the Coral label, a song called Be My Bride by Charlie Phillips from 1957. And there's some thought that Buddy Holly may be on this record doing some backup singing. I don't know. Charlie Phillips.
Well, think I'm gonna kiss you till your sweet lips bleed. Baby, when I'm with you,
are all I need, little girl. Your lips are all I need.
And I can't find my girl. I've been looking so long that my heart is in a whirl. I'm gonna cross that heartbreak bridge when I reach the other side. I'm gonna go get my honey. She's gonna be my loving bride. Be my 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 bride.
Okay, we're going to continue with some kind of mainstream rockers. Next up on the Asylum label, we're going to hear a song called Run, Run, Run by JoJo Gunn. These two guys, Jay Ferguson and Mark Andes, were from Spirit, the band Spirit. And Run, Run, Run is a Chuck Berry song. This is from 1972 on the Asylum label. It got to number 27 on the Billboard chart. And then I'm going to hear the first record I ever bought from 1964. What hooked me on this was this distorted first note that gets played in this song. So you know it's called I Feel Fine. And this is Swirl Label Capital, my original copy from 1964, the Beatles. And we'll wind up this set with Nick Lowe, a UK musician. And this is from 1979, a song called Cruel to Be Kind, which is from Shakespeare, Hamlet. And I saw Nick Lowe play with a band called Little Village in Austin, Texas, back in the 90s. It was kind of a super group. Nick comes out of Brinsley Schwartz, a British band, Rockpile, another a British band, and he was married to Carlene Carter for a few years. So let's hear Cruel to Be Kind, Nick Lowe, Columbia Label.
Yeah. baby's good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine. You know she tells me all the time. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's mine, you know. She tells me all the time, you know. She said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
My friend, I'm at my wit's end.
right, let's continue with some more rockers. Next up is going to be a song called Sugar Doll by Johnny J. Johnny J was actually Johnny Hutta of Duluth, Minnesota. Don't know much about Johnny, except this one's on the Mercury label from 1957, Sugar Doll. And then Gene Simmons, Morris Eugene Simmons, had a record in 1960. You may have heard of it, called Haunted House. This is not it. We're going to hear Going Back to Memphis on the Checker label. And I'll tell you that the Kiss bassist, Chaim Witz, chose his stage name in tribute to Gene Simmons, the Checker artist. This is from 1960, Gene Simmons, Going Back to Memphis. And we'll wind up this set with Milton Allen. Milton Allen Graves is his full name. This is also from 1957 on RCA Victor, a song called Just Look, Don't Touch, She's Mine. It's kind of a rocker and a teener. Milton was from Houston, Texas, and he was discovered by an RCA sales rep in Bowbridge, Louisiana. And I'm thinking that this may have had something to do with Sun 217, I'm Left, You're Right, She's Gone. We'll see what you think about that. On the RCA label from 57, Milton Allen.
Nothing wrong with Philly, but I got Memphis on my mind. I'm that's where you ought to go. I'm going back to Memphis, baby, way back, back to Tennessee. I'm going back to Memphis, baby, way back down to Tennessee.
Buddy, keep your self-control. Face the tiger in my soul. Just look, but don't touch. She's mine. Just look, don't touch. She's mine. Just leave that blossom on the vine. I know she's pretty as a dog can be, but all of her loving belongs to me. I understand exactly how you feel. She's got a feel, and it's a real ordeal. But here's one dolly you won't steal. Blossom all of
all. All right, I love the Stagger Lee song. All of them. I never met one I didn't like. I'm gonna play you a Stagger Lee song from 1967 on the Atlantic label. This is Wilson Pickett's version. And you may know that Stagger Lee's about the murder of Billy Lyons by Stag Lee Stanton in St. Louis during Christmas of 1895, allegedly over a Stetson hat. The song was known as early as 1897. Alan Lomax knew of it in 1911, and the first recording of it is Fred Waring in 1923. Probably Lloyd Price had the biggest hit of it. Went all the way to number one on the Hot 100 and R&B. But let's hear what Wilson can do with Stagger Lee. And then I got a group called S-O-U-L, which stands for Sounds of Unity and Love. They were from Cleveland, Ohio, 1974. And this is the MusiCore label, and it's a song called The Joneses. And then we'll wind this set up with Kim Melvin. Kimmons is this guy's name. It's a high label record from Memphis in 1969, Doing the Popcorn.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow, and the leaves came tumbling down.
He threw away. Oh yeah, Stagger Lee, Stagger Lee. troubling me. You see, I got this Jones that's on my back, and it just won't let me be. And she said, what is this thing? What is this thing? I said, I don't know. You see, I didn't want my mother, so I had a Jones. Well, what is this thing? What is this thing? I said, I don't know.
Memphis town. Now come and check me, baby. I'm gonna tell you what they're putting down. They're doing a pop on, doing a pop on, baby. All right, look at here now. Come on. First you got to feel it, and then you got to reel it. I'm moving and grooving, baby, with the crazy beat. Gonna do the popcorn, doing the popcorn, baby. Alright, look at here now. Put your left foot out, baby, while your right foot keep the groove. Come on. Now put your right foot out, baby, while your shoulders start to move. Alright. Come on. Come on now. Come on.
gonna tighten up one time, babe. Fall out right and do the popcorn. Gonna give everybody some, you know it. All the neutrals, let's get a little bit right along in here. Okay? All right.